Verse 18.
十八节.
Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
马太16章18节.
And I also, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。Let's
have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一些的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together unto Thy name.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你召聚我们在你的名下。We
thank Thee for Thy table.
我们为着你的桌子感谢你。We
thank Thee for what Thou has done for us.
我们为着你为我们所完成的一切来感谢你。And
we thank Thee that we can continue in Thy presence.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们能够继续来到你的面前。And
we can hear Thy word.
我们能够听你自己的话。Dear
Lord, do speak to us.
亲爱的主啊，真是对我们说话。Open
our heart, open our understanding.
开启我们的心，让我们能明白。And
bring us into the reality of Thy word.
带领我们进到你话语的实际里面。
That thy name may be glorified.
让你的名字能够得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们这样祷告，靠你可爱的名。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together yesterday morning and this morning.
感谢主，昨天早晨跟今天早晨都聚我们在一起。
The burden that the Lord has put upon my heart is just one word.
主把一个负担放在我里面，就一个字。
And that is the word you'll find in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
这个词是在马太福音第16章18节那里。
Our Lord said, I will build my church.
我们的主说，我要建造我的教会。
So the word is build.
所以那个词就是建造。
We find that the first mentioning of that word is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22.
我们知道圣经第一次提到这个词，乃是在创世纪第二章。
God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmeet his like.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
And then in verse 22.
然后22节说,
And God took the rib out of the man and built it into a woman.
神就取了一根肋骨，就造成一个女人。
And then he took the woman to the man.
领他到那人的跟前。
Now we know that the word build is a technical word.
我们知道这个建造这个词是个技术的名词。
It is used in architecture.
特别用在建筑业。
And we mentioned yesterday morning.
昨天早晨我们说过,
that there are at least five steps you can find in this matter of building.
在建造这件事情上最少有五个步骤。
First, you have the purpose.
首先我们说到旨意。
God said it is not good for man to be alone.
神说那人独居不好。
I will make him a helpmeet.
我要为他造一个配偶来帮助他。
So you'll find there is a definite purpose there.
所以毫无疑问这里有一个背后有个旨意。
And then the second thing is pattern.
然后第二件事就是样式。
After the purpose is decided,
当这个旨意决定好以后,
then you need to have a blueprint, a design, a pattern.
所以我们就需要蓝图或者是样式。
And in the case of the woman,
在夏娃这件事情上,
you find that her pattern is none other than Adam himself.
你发现这个夏娃的那个样式乃是根据亚当。
And then after you have the pattern,
等到有了样式以后,
then you begin to prepare for the building.
那么就开始有了预备的工作。
You have to get the material to build.
需要把一些材料聚在一起。
And where will the material be found in the building of the woman?
那么到底这个材料是什么呢?
And you find again, it is in Adam.
你看见又是在亚当里面。
And in order to get that material out of Adam,
那为主要从亚当身上得着那个原料,
you find the fourth word, which is process.
所以第四句话,第四件事,步骤就是过程。
And then God put Adam to sleep.
然后呢,神就让亚当沉睡。
And out of his side, God took up took out something, a rib maybe, to build a woman.
从他肋旁也许取了一些东西，也许是肋骨，然后就造成了一个女人。
And after the woman was made,
所以当女人造好之后，
and finally there is the presentation.
所以终于呢，就领她到亚当跟前。
God brought that woman to the man.
所以神就把那个亚当带，夏娃带到亚当。
And when the man saw the woman,
当亚当看见夏娃，
he said, "This is bone of my bone." And flesh of my flesh.
他说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
She shall be called a woman.
可以称她为女人。
And the two became one.
二人就成为一体。
This is the first mentioning of the word build in the Bible.
这是圣经第一次提到建造这个词。
And oftentimes you find in the first mentioning you have all the principles involved.
圣经里面每一次提到一件事的时候，你看许多解释都在那一次。
But our focus is not on the man and the woman.
但是我想我们的重点不是亚当和夏娃或者男人和女人。
Because Adam and Eve are but types.
因为亚当和夏娃不过是影子。
So we are not going to deal with shadows.
所以我们不再来看这个影子或者预表。
We want to see the antitype. We want to see the reality.
我们要来看那个实体。
You remember in Ephesians chapter 5,
我们叫以弗所第五章,
the Apostle Paul said, this mystery is great.
保罗说, 这个是极大的奥秘,
but I'm speaking of Christ and the church.
但我是指着基督和教会说的。
So our burden is the building of the church of God.
所以我们的负担就是要建造神的教会。
We know that the church is not something that just happened.
我们叫教会不是偶尔发生的一件事。
There is a purpose behind it.
在背后有一个旨意，有一个设计。
And you can trace that purpose way back before the foundation of the world.
我们能一直追溯这个设计和旨意，一直到过去的永远。
Before God created anything.
在神还没有创造什么以前。
God purposed a purpose in His Son.
神已经定了一个旨意是在他儿子里面。
That is to say, he wanted to give his son something that will really satisfy his son.
换一句话说，他一定要给他的儿子一些什么真的能满足他儿子的心。
Because he knew that even the heavens and the earth will not satisfy his son's heart.
他知道说天和地都不能满足他的儿子。
And he wanted to give his son the greatest gift that he could ever give.
他要给他的儿子好像从来没有过的最大的礼物。
So he purposed a purpose in his son.
所以在他儿子里面他定了个旨意。
Even before the ages.
就算历史时间还没有开始。
Before he began to create anything.
就在他创造世界以前。
And that purpose is.
那个旨意就是。
That he will give his son the church.
他就要把教会赏给他的儿子。
And that church is to be.His son's helpmate.
那教会要成为他儿子的配偶。
And it is to be his like.
要好像他一样。
It is as if God said.
好像神说。
It is not good for my son to be alone.
我的儿子独居不好。
I will make him a helpmate.
我要为他造一个配偶。
His like.
就和他一样。
And God made that purpose even before he created anything.
在神创造万物以前，神已经定了这个旨意。
And that purpose is so glorious.
这个旨意是那么荣耀。
That it was hidden throughout the ages.
结果历史历代都隐藏在那里。
And it wasn't until he revealed it to the holy apostles and the prophets.
那么一直是到了他启示给他的圣使徒和先知，他大家才清楚。
And this.Purpose,
这个旨意
is so glorious,
是那么荣耀
that even the angelic hosts they are to learn this mystery through the church.
那即便天使他们也要明白借着教会、要这里带进来一个秘密。
We mentioned yesterday morning,
昨天早上我们说
that the angelic hosts they are more intelligent than human beings.
我们叫天使其实比人更有智慧。
And yet, in this particular respect,
但是在这一方面
you find even the angels they had to learn the all wisdom of God through the church.
即使天使也要向教会学明白神百般的智慧。
They will see how God will make his unsearchable riches to fill a body.
你看现在让他们明白说那基督赐福的丰富怎样充满这个身体。
And that body is to manifest the glory of the Lord Jesus.
那么那个身体乃是为了彰显基督的荣耀。
And this is some marvel even to the angelic host.
这个对于天使来说也是无法也是惊天动地的。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
first of all, we need to see one thing.
首先我们要明白一件事。
And that is, the church is not something that is extra, too much.
只是加添的外加的。
You find the church is the mystery of the Christ.
你看见教会原来就是基督的奥秘。
It is the greatest gift that God could ever give to his beloved son.
这是一个最大的礼物神能够给他的爱子。
And God put such an emphasis upon that church.
你看神就把他整个的重点就放在教会上。
And brothers and sisters, how can we treat this matter of the church as something insignificant.
所以我们怎么能够小看教会呢?
Oftentimes, we only think of our own.
许多时候我们只想到我们自己。
Our own interest.
想到我们自己的利益。
And even in the pursuit of spirituality.
即便在追求属灵的事情上。
We feel that to be a spiritual man or to be a spiritual woman, that is the highest of all pursuits.
我们觉得我们如果能成为一个属灵人应该是我们最高追求的目标。
And yet we do not understand God's heart.
但是我们不明白神的心。
God's heart is more than individual spirituality.
神的心不光是一个一个属灵的人。
Because no one person can contain all the riches of Christ.
因为没有一个单个的个人能够充满基督所有测不透的丰富。
No one person can satisfy fully the heart of God's beloved Son.
没有一个个人能够单独的一个个人能满足神儿子的心。
It takes a corporate body.
需要一个团体。
It takes all those who are redeemed of the Lord.
那是现在需要所有那些蒙恩得救的人。
Call out ones, gather together unto the name of our Lord Jesus.
他们从世界里被招出来，聚在一起，归入主的名下。
And in that body, all the unsearchable riches of Christ can be contained.
在那个身体里，你就看见就包含了所有基督赐福的丰富。
And through that body, the glory of Christ, of the head, may be fully manifested.
那借着那个身体，那么元首的丰满就能完全得着彰显。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
the church is not the product of man.
教会不是人的产物。
It is not the product of human history.
不是历史的产物。
The church is a preconceived idea of God.
教会乃是神老早预定好的想好的一件事。
And it is for his beloved son.
那是为着他的爱。
Now secondly,
第二件事，
we say now after you have that purpose,
我们说过有了这个旨意以后，
then you need to seek for a pattern, a blueprint.
那么现在你就需要一个蓝，一幅蓝图。
So the question is always asked,
现在常常有人问，
does the church haveA pattern.
那么教会有没有一个样式呢?
Some people think that the church does not have a pattern.
有人认为教会没有蓝图的。
In other words, it is left for man to decide how it will be formed.
换句话说，这个完全让人来决定。
But as we read the word of God,
但是我们如果读神的话，
and yesterday morning we went into some details.
那早晨，昨天早晨我们说的比较详
细。 We will not go back again.
我们不再重复。
But anyway, you find thatWhenever God purposes a purpose,
每当神定他的旨意的时候,
He always follows by set down a pattern.
他总是要接着的就是一幅蓝图。
Now His purpose is to dwell among the children of Israel.
那么他当初的旨意是要住在以色列中。
So He gave Moses the pattern of the mountain.
所以他就给摩西一个山上的样式。
And the same thing is true with the temple.
那么这个圣殿也是如此。
You find that how God gave the pattern to David.
你看见神怎样把那样式给了画给了大卫。
All the details of the building.
所有建造的种种。
What materials should be used?
到底要用什么样的材料？
How should they be put together?
到底应该怎样把它堆砌在一起？
It is all planned out by God.
都是神计划出来的。
So we cannot say,
所以我们不能说,
that the church which is in the heart of God has no pattern given.
在神心目中的教会居然是没有蓝图的, 不可能。
There must be a pattern given to us.
所以一定有个样式给了我。
It is not left to man to decide how to organize a church.
不是让人来决定怎么组织教会。
It is not the result of human genius.
也不是人一些天才的人他们的结晶。
God does give us a pattern.
神的确给了我们那个。
And we also mentioned,
我们常常说,
some people try to find a pattern in the Old Testament.
有的人在旧约里面要找那个样式。
As a matter of fact, if you notice what Christianity is going,
你如果注意到今天基督教的情形,
you will discover that Christianity is gradually going back to the Old Testament.
你看今天整个的基督教可以几乎可以说慢慢回到旧约去。
Because they found in the Old Testament the things that they would like to have in the church today.
他们把旧约东西就搬到今约新约的教会里面。
For instance, in the Old Testament,
比方说在旧约的时候,
you find so far as the temple service is concerned,
比方说就做圣殿里面的种种来说,
you have the priests,
你有祭司,
you have a group of people being separated from the rest of the children of Israel.
你看有一般人特别从以色列人中间拣选出来,
and they are being specially trained.
他们是受过特别的训练,
and they are giving the sole responsibility of all the spiritual works to do.
那么他们就给了一些许多主要的属灵的责任,
and in order to give some glory, honor to these priests.
那为主要把一些尊荣给这些祭司。
So you find that are certain garments of beauty, of glory, that the priest will be dressed with.
所以你看见祭司们有一定特地的服装，特地的制服。
And brothers and sisters, as you notice Christianity today,
你看见今天基督教里面,
you know, in the beginning, only the Catholic Church, you'll find such things.
起头在罗马教里面有这种情
况。 And then you'll find the Protestants began to learn from them.
然后你看见更正教也接着学这些。
I remember when I was a boy,
我记得我还是孩子的时候。
In the particular denomination I was in,
当我在我所在的那个宗派里面。
The pastors, they did not wear a special garment.
起头就是他们没有什么特定的。
But now they are doing it.
那现在他们就有了。
And it become more and more popular.
现在慢慢就变得非常流行。
To distinguish them from the rest of God's people.
那么他们很自然的就和其他的神的儿女们就分别出来。
To give them a special honor, a special place.
给他们一些特别的地位和尊荣。
And you can find this from there.
所以你看这都是从旧约里来的。
You know, here you find among God's people,
现在你看在神的百儿女中间,
you find that you need a choir, of course.
那么也许你需要唱诗班。
What will be a church without a choir?
在教会怎么能没有唱诗班?
Now where do you find the basis for a choir?
那么这个唱诗班的根据从哪里来的?
The Old Testament.
旧约。
Because you remember David, how he organized the choir.
你看见大卫他怎么样组织一些唱诗的人。
So,the only reference you can get from the Bible for that special choir is found in the Old Testament.
那唱诗班的根据那是从旧约里面来。
In the New Testament, you don't find the choir.
在旧新约里面你找不到。
Because it is congregational singing.
因为是全会众在那里唱。
We all sing unto the Lord.
我们都向着主来唱。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
some people think that you have to find the pattern in the Old Testament.
所以有人认为说我们应当在旧约里面找到这些。
But you must remember,
你要记得,
what the Old Testament tells us are the shadows.
旧约所告诉我们的不过是影子。
God does not want us today to play with shadows.
神不要我们今天玩弄影子。
Because the reality has already come.
因为实体已经来到。
Christ has already come.
基督已经来到。
So we need to hold on to what is real.
所以我们要坚持那些什么是真实的。
And then some people say,
有人说,
Well, we shouldn't go back to the Old Testament to the shadow.
我们现在不应该回到旧约影子里去。
Then where could you find, could you find the pattern?
那么我们能不能找到样式呢？
Of course, find it in the New Testament.
所以他们当然到新约里面去找。
So they say we want to organize New Testament churches.
所以他们说我们要组织个新约的教会。
And now how do we organize New Testament churches?
那么怎么组织它呢？
Now, how do we organize according to the Old Testament? New Testament.
你怎么根据新约教会的模式呢？
Now you'll find that in the book of Acts.
所以当然在使徒行传里面。
Now you'll find that how the apostles, they will appoint some elders.
你看使徒怎么样按立一些长老。
And you'll find how they choose the deacons.
然后他们怎么拣选一些执事。
The elders to take care to, the overseeing, the church.
那么长老们是乃是做监督来看整个的教会。
And the deacons are doing all these practical, services.
然后呢这个执事们他们就做一些事。
And so you find that to have a New Testament church,
所以要有新约的教会。
You need elders,
你要长老。
You need deacons,
你要执事。
And of course, you need the laity.
那当然你需要平信徒。
Without the laity, the elders and the deacons, you know,they are all chief but no Indians.
那如果光是没有平信徒的话，那光是酋长没有印第安人。
And so when you can have some elders,
所以当你有了一些长老。
And you have chosen some deacons,
你选了一些执事。
And you have, the laity,
然后你有一些平信徒。
Then you can say we have a New Testament.
所以我们说现在我们就有了新约的教会了。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
is that New Testament?pattern?
这个就是那个模式吗？
Is it the pattern that God has given to us concerning the glorious church?
那么这个难道就是神对于荣耀的教会所给我们那个模式吗？
You know, in the Old Testament time,
在旧约的时候，
God was dealing with an earthly people.
神是对待乃是一些属地的子民。
So whatever he did with them,
所以神对他们所做的一切
were...physical and material.
都是有形的，都是物质的。
But in the New Testament time,
但是在新约时候，
we are God's heavenly people.
我们乃是属天的子民。
We are God's spiritual people.
我们乃是属灵的一般人。
So God's dealing with us is no longer in that lower level of the physical and the material.
所以神就不再在那个比较低层次的有形的或者物质的那个范围里面。
God has brought us into the heavenly and into the spiritual.
神把我们带到属天的境界，带到属灵的境界。
So the pattern given cannot be just technical.
所以那个模式不能只是一个技术性。
You may be technically correct according to the New Testament.
也许根据新约圣经在技术上你完全正确。
And yet it is not it.
但是不是，不是那么一回事。
Now, what is the New Testament pattern?
那么到底新约的模式样式是什么？
I think it is so evident.
我想那是很显然的。
When you open the New Testament,
当你把新约打开的，
What do you find there?
你看到什么？
You find the four Gospels.
你看到四本福音书。
The four Gospels tell us about the Lord Jesus.
四本福音书告诉我们主耶稣自己。
And then following the four Gospels,
然后接着福音书。
What do you find the next book?
你下面找到什么书？
The book of Acts.
当然使徒行传。
Which tells us of the church.
那么告诉我们什么是教会。
In other words,
换一句话说，
God is clearly telling us,
神很明显告诉我们，
that the building of the church is according to the pattern of Christ.
教会的建造乃是根据基督。
What Christ is, that is what the church is to be.
基督所示的也是教会所当示。
And it is not in a technical sense.
不是在技术层次上。
Because you do not treat Christ as a technical person.
所以你没有办法对待基督是从技术层次来对待他。
You see Christ in the spirit in a living way.
你在灵里面认识基督，看见基督，那是一个活的一条，活的活的一件
事。He is the living one.
我们的主乃是活的那一位。
He said, I'm the first and the last.
他说我是首先也是末后。
I'm the living one.
我乃是活的。
I die, but I live again.
我死了，但是又活过来。
And I live forevermore.
而且我要永远活着。
And I hold the keys of death and of Hades.
我乃是掌握着这个阴间的钥匙。
So our Lord is a living Christ.
所以我们的主乃是活的基督。
You know, some people emphasize the historical Christ.
许多人他们只注意历史上的一基督。
Of course, Christ is historical.
当然，历史的基督是毫无疑问的。
2000 years ago,
两千年前
，the Son of God came into this world.
神的儿子的确来到这个世界。
And he became a man.
他成为人。
He is historical.
他的确是在历史上的人。
But brothers and sisters,
and still,
he is eternal.
他是永远的。
So he is not limited, but by time and space.
他不是仅仅被时间跟空间限制住。
He lives forevermore.
他是永远活着。
And this living Christ.Is given as the pattern of the church.
这位活着的基督就是教会的那个模式。
So the measure of Christ is the testimony of the church.
所以基督的度量乃是教会的见证。
Thank God He has given us that living pattern.
感谢神赐给我们一个活的模式。
Now these we have already shared yesterday.
我们这些都昨天都提过了。
So we.Come to this morning.
那么今天我们来到今天早晨。
After God has set His purpose,
当神定了他的旨意。
That He will give to His Son a corporate body which is called the church.
他要赐给他的儿子一个团体性的教会。
To be His helpmeet,
作为他的配偶。
To be His like,
就像他一样。
And then, on the basis of that,
那根据那一点
，God gave us a pattern.
那么神就给了我们蓝图和样式。
He sent Christ into this world.
他就差遣他儿子来到地上。
And he said, "Now, this is the way I'm going to build my church."
那么神说，那这个就是我要怎么样建造我的教会。
So when Christ was on the earth,
所以当我们的主在地上的时候
，the first time he mentioned the word church,
当他第一次说到教会的时候
，is in Matthew chapter 16,
是马太十六章
，verse 18,
十八节。
Our Lord said.You are Peter.
我们的主说对彼得说你是彼得。
You are a stone, a little stone, a small stone.
你不过是一块小块的石头。
On this rock, massive rock,
在这个巨大的磐石上
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过它。
Christ will build his church.On himself.
基督要建造他的教会在他自己身上。
He is the pattern of the church.
他就是教会的样式。
So, you have the pattern there.
你有一个样式在那儿。
Now, after you have the pattern, you need to prepare the materials.
那有了样式以后，当然现在你需要预备材料。
So, the third word in building is preparation.
所以第三个步骤在建造的过程里面就是预备。
In the Old Testament times,
在旧约预表里面
How did God, first of all, prepare the material for the woman?
那神为了夏娃，他怎么预备材料的？
Since Adam is the pattern,
因为亚当是那个样式。
Now, where can God find the material for the building of the woman?
那么神为说建造夏娃，那么他的原料从哪里来？
It is quite clear.
很清楚的。
He can only find it in Adam.
他只能够在亚当身上找。
Because only that which is out of Adam can return to Adam.
因为只有出于亚当的才能归于亚当。
Can be united to Adam as one.
才能够与亚当联合。
You know, our body will reject foreign
你知道我们的身体也对外来的东西常常是拒绝的。
But it comes from the same source.
如果是同一个源头
Then it can be united into one.
然后就能够联合成为一个。
So God find the material in Adam.
所以神在亚当身上找到那个原料。
Now in the case of the tabernacle.
那么在会幕这件事情上。
We mentioned yesterday.
我们昨天说过。
After God had delivered the children out of Israel, out of Egypt.
当神带领以色列出了埃及。
He brought them to Mount Sinai.
把他们带到西乃山。
And there he proclaimed the Ten Commandments to them.
然后神就宣布律法十条诫。
Now why did God give the children of Israel the Ten Commandments?
那为什么神降律法呢？
Because by the Ten Commandments, he made the children of Israel his own people.
因为借着十条诫命，让他们成为神的子民。
This children of Israel is different from all the nations.
你看这些以色列人和世界上所有的人都不一样。
In what way?
到底在什么地方不同？
It is found in the law of God.
是在律法这件事上。
In the Ten Commandments,
在十条诫上。
God used the Ten Commandments to separate them from all the world.
神用十诫来分别他们。
By keeping the Ten Commandments, they became God's own possession.
借着遵守神的诫命，他们成为神的百姓。
And then immediately following this,
那么接着是什么？
God revealed His mind of saving them to them.
然后神就把他们拯救他们的旨意显出来。
Why did God redeem these people?
为什么神要拯救赎这些人？
Why did God make them His own possession?
为什么神要把他们据为己有？
Because God has a purpose there.
因为神有一个目的。
He wants to dwell among them.
他要住在他们中间。
And in order to dwell among them,
为着住在他们中间
He needs to have.A tabernacle. He needs to have a sanctuary.
他需要一个会幕，他需要个圣所。
Now, where will you find the material for the tabernacle?
那么这个会幕的材料从哪里来呢？
Now, if you read Exodus chapter 25, verse 1,
如果你读啊出埃及记二十五章第一节，
God told the children of Israel.
神就告诉以色列百姓，
Give me a heave offering.
他二十五节他说把礼物送来。
Give me a heave offering out of a willing heart.
凡甘心乐意的。
The materials for the tabernacle came from his redeemed people.
那会幕的材料是从那些救赎的人来。
You know, it is very strange.
很稀奇的。
Because,When God created the heavens and the earth,
当神创造天和地的时候
He created them out of nothing.
他是从无变为有的
He called nothing into something.
他把没有的变成有的
God could do everything.
神可以做任何一件事
He did not ask any help.
他不需要别人帮忙
He did not need any material, ready material.
他不需要一个做好的材料
He said the word and it was done.
他一句话就解决了
That is creation.
这就是创造
But strangely,
很稀奇
when he wants to make a tabernacle,
当他要建造会幕的时候
now what can a tabernacle be compared with the heavens and the earth?
你想想看会幕和神所创造的宇宙怎么能相比
God can easily say a word and the tabernacle was there.
神只要一句话会幕就成功了
But God didn't do that.
但神没有这么做
God told the children of Israel,
神告诉以色列人
you give me a love offering.
你把你的礼物送来
It is a love offering.
这是一个爱的祭物。
You offer with a willing heart.
你只要甘心乐意。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
if you know the condition of the children of Israel,
如果你知道以色列人他们的光景的话
you know, when they were in Egypt,
当他们在埃及的时候
they were slaves.
他们是奴隶。
Now, what do you mean by slave?
你说奴隶什么意思？
A slave is a person that owns nothing.
奴隶就是什么也没有。
And they were put in slave labor.
他们在那里做劳作做奴隶。
So they had nothing at all.
所以他们什么也没有。
But when God delivered them out of Egypt,
但是神把他们从埃及带出来。
You know what God did?
神怎么做呢？
God said.
神说。
Now you can find that even in Exodus chapter 3.
你可以从出埃及第二、第三章就可以找到的。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
Yeah. When God first called Moses to go to Egypt.
神第一次让摩西去埃及的时候。
To deliver the children of Israel.
告诉摩西要带以色列出埃及。
He already told Moses what would happen.
他已经告诉摩西什么事要发生了。
He said he would do wonders to them.
他说他要行奇事。
Because Egypt would not let them go.
因为埃及人不让他们走。
But he would do wonders.
但是他要行神迹。
And finally would deliver them out.
所以最后要把他们拯救出来。
But when they were coming out,
当他们出来的时候,
they are to ask the Egyptians for gold and silver and clothing.
结果他们就向埃及人要金银和衣服。
And they were spoil the Egyptians.
结果这就成为了以色列的战利品。
In other words, all the riches of Egypt,
换句话所有埃及的丰富,
were turned over to the children of Israel.
现在就给了以色列百姓。
Now in one sense,
一面来说,
this is just.
这是正义的
Because the riches of Egypt came from the slave labor of the Hebrews.
因为他们埃及的财宝就是榨取这些奴隶们的结果。
They would never pay their wages.
他们从来没有付他们工资。
So God being righteous.
关于神主持正义。
He said, well, get them back.
把他们拿回来。
And so you find actually God not only redeemed the children of Israel.
所以神不光是救赎以色列人。
God redeemed the man, the woman, and even the children.
神赎了他们男的女的还有孩子们。
God even redeemed their property, their rightful property.
神亦甚至于救赎他们所有的那些财物就是财产。
So you can see the fullness of redemption.
你看见这是救赎的丰富。
You know, when you think of ourselves,
当我们想想我们自己，
God did the same thing.
神做了同样的事。
He not only redeemed you,
他不光救赎你，
He also redeemed all that is yours.
他也拯救了，也救赎你所有属乎你的。
Everything belongs to God.
每一件都属于主，神。
And then after God delivered them out,
那么等到神带他们出埃及，
with all the riches,
带出所有的财富，
then God said, "Give me a love offering."
然后神说，你要给我一个爱的祭物。
If you love me,
如果你爱我。
Because I love you so much.
我爱你们这么多。
If you love me,
如果你们爱我的话。
Now give me out of all that I have given to you, something.
那把我给你们这么多的。
Some gold, some silver.
那其中有的金子，有的银子。
Some clothing.
有的衣饰。
And some kinds of material.
还有其他的东西。
All the materials for the building of the tabernacle came from that love offering.
我们这所有的材料都是从那个奉献来的。
God will not do it alone.
神不单独做。
He wants the cooperation of his own people.
神要他百姓合作。
That is the way God always does with new creation.
在新造里面，神一直这么做法。
In old creation, He did alone.
在旧造里面，他一个人做。
But in new creation, it is God's will that He wants His redeemed one to work with.
但在新造里面，这是神的旨意，他一定要他赎回来的百姓和他合作。
Actually, everything.Comes from him.
其实什么都是从神来的。
And yet he will first give to us, and then he asks us to give back to him out of love.
他总是先给我们，然后他要我们从爱里面再给他一些。
As if it is from us.
好像是从我们来的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is the genius of God.
这是神的智慧。
So the tabernacle was built in that way.
所以我们知道这个会幕是这么建造的。
But you know how subtle is the enemy of God.
你看见神的仇敌是何等的狡猾。
Because after Moses told the people what should be done.
那么当摩西告诉百姓们该怎么做以后。
Then he went back to the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments.
所以他就回到山上要去领受那个十条诫。
And he was there 40 days and 40 nights.
在那里四十昼夜。
And the children of Israel in the plain.
那么以色列人在旷野里。
They came to Aaron and said, "We do not know what happened to Moses."
他们来到亚伦那里说，我们不知道什么事发生了对摩西来说。
Maybe he had died.
也许他已经走了。
We need someone to lead us.
我们需要有人带领我们。
So make us a god.
所以为我们造一个神。
And you remember what Aaron said.
所以亚伦怎么说呢？
Let all the men and women and children take off the golden earrings.
他把每一个人的耳环都拿下来。
And he took these earrings, gold.
把这些耳环聚在一起。
And he melted them, and he molded them, fashioned them into a golden calf.
溶解，然后最后就造成了金牛犊。
And the children of Israel said, "This is our God."
然后以色列人说，这是我们的神。
And Aaron immediately let have a feast.
然后亚伦就宣布说，让我们有一个喜宴。
This is Jehovah.
这是耶和华。
You know what a mixture.
你看这是何等的混杂。
And how they sit down, they drink and eat, got up and Mary get ready.
然后我们看他们怎样坐下吃喝起来玩耍。
And when God told Moses to go down.
那么结果神叫摩西，你下山去。
When he saw it.
当他看见那个
，he smashed the two tables of stone.
他就把那个两个法板就摔碎了。
Because they have already broken it.
因为他们已经把它摔碎了。
And he melted the golden calf.
然后他就把那个金牛犊把它磨碎。
And then threw it on the stream.
变成灰，把它撒在溪流里。
And asked children Aaron to eat it.
然后要他们喝那个水。
To eat their own sins.
要吃他们自己的罪。
What a waste.
你看这多么，这个何等的浪费。
The gold is supposed to be used to build the tabernacle of God.
你看这个金子应该是为了建造这个会幕的。
And yet, it is wasted in building a golden calf.
结果他们为了建造偶像金牛犊就这么浪费掉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Do you realize that we sometimes do the same thing?
你觉得许多时候我们是同样的事吗？
All that God has given to us,
许多神所给我们的一切，
is supposed to be a love offering to God.
应该是一个爱的奉献给我们的主。
To serve His purpose,
为着他的旨意来服侍他。
And how the enemy entices us.
你看见，然后仇敌怎样的引诱我们？
And waste what God has given us in other things for other purposes.
浪费了神所给我们在神之外的其他许多的事物上。
But thank God.
但是感谢主。
Through the intercession of Moses.
借着摩西的代祷。
God forgive them.
神赦免他们。
And then once again, God gave them another chance.
所以然后神给他们第二次机会。
In Exodus chapter 35.
然后在三十五章的时候。
God through Moses told the children of Israel.
神又是借着摩西来告诉以色列。
Anyone who is prompted by the Spirit and with a willing heart, they can still give.
凡心里受感和甘心乐意的都拿耶和华的礼物来。
And thank God.
感谢神。
The children of Israel, they give and give and give.
他们就给给继续的给。
Until they had to be stopped.
然后一直到一个地步需要说不够了
because it's too much
因为太多了
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
this is how the materials for the tabernacle were gathered
这就是这个会幕那个原料材料从哪里来的
and the same thing happened with the temple
那么圣殿也是如此
we said God gave the pattern of the temple toDavid.
我们说神就把那个样式画给大卫。
But because David was a man of war.
但是大卫是一个征战的人。
He shed too much blood.
他流了太多人的血。
So God said, no, you cannot build it.
你不能建造。
Your son will build it.
你的儿子要做这件事。
But not because of that.
但是不光如此。
Now David said, well, because God did not want me to build it, so that's it.
那么大卫会不会说神不让我做那我就算了。
No.
没有。
David is a man after God's own heart.
大卫是合乎神心意的人。
So what did he do?
他怎么做的？
We do not have the time to read these chapters.
我们没有时间来读这些圣经。
But if you go to First Chronicles,
但如果你读历代志上
I will just point out a few points.
我只举出几个点来。
In First Chronicles chapter 22,
在历代志上二十二章
verse 14,
十四节
and onward.
从那里以后
David he gathered the people
他就召聚了一班人
and he told them how he wanted to build a temple for God
他说他要怎样为神建造圣殿
but it was not God's will for him to do it
但是不是神的旨意要他来建造
but his son Solomon would do it
他的儿子要这么做
but he said
但他说
in my affliction
在我的苦难里面
I prepare gold, silver, and other things for the building of the house of God.
我
He separated the spoils for God.
他把一些战利品分出来给神。
Not for his own.
不是为他自己。
And not only that.
不止如此。
If you come to 1 Chronicles chapter 29.
如果你来到了历代志上29章。
And you'll find in verse 2.
在第二节那里。
He said, I have...Prepare materials for the house in all my power.
他说我为神的殿已经尽力。
He he used all his power to prepare the material.
他力量已经用尽了，就是要预备。
And what abundant material he prepared.
你看他预备了多么丰富的材料。
And in verse 3,
然后第三节,
he said, in my affection,For the house of God.
因为我心中爱慕我神的殿。
Out of my own, I offered gold or ophir, the best gold.
就将我自己积蓄的献上，就是俄肥金三千。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
you find here is a man who knows God's heart.
所以你看这里有一个人认识神的心。
And he loved God.
他爱神。
He loved God's house.
他爱神的殿。
Even though he was not allowed to build it.
即便他没有允许来建这个殿。
To him it is not a duty.
对他来讲不是一个义务。
It is a love.
他乃是爱。
So he prepared all the materials that he was able to prepare.
他能尽了他力量，凡能预备的他都预备了。
In his affliction, in his affection.
在他的苦难里面，也从他的爱心的爱慕中。
With all his power.
就着他所能的。
Oh, if you read these chapters, you'll find how much he had prepared.
如果你读这几章的话，你就看见说大卫为神预备了多少。
It is his love offering.
这是他对于爱，对于爱所献上的祭。
And he encouraged the people to give freely.
他勉励人能够白白的献上。
And when they began to give freely,
当这些百姓白白献上的时候
，How he praised God.
然后他怎样的称赞赞美神
？Now in chapter 29, you see his.Worship.
然后到了二十九章，你就看见他怎样。
He said, "Everything is given by you."
他什么都是你给的。
And now, what you have given us out of a willing heart, we give.
但是我们从甘心乐意的情形里面把再给在你的手里。
What a worship that is!
你看这是何等的敬拜。
Now this is the preparation, the preparing of the material.
你看这个就是怎么预备那个材料。
How about us today?
我们今天怎么样呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
God is, the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church.
主说我要建造我的教会。
The church is built by none other than Christ himself.
教会除是没有建造的建造原来就建造在基督自己的身上。
Nobody can build the church.
没有人能建造教会。
We can be laborers.
我们可以是劳苦的一般人。
Under his direction.
在他的指导之下。
But he is the one who built the church.
但他是建造的那一位。
And he is the one who decides on the material.
是他决定是什么材料。
Now, where can he get this material?
那么他从哪里得到这些材料呢?
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you have to go back to the very beginning.
你要回到当初。
Do you know why God created man?
你知道为什么神创造人吗?
And why did God create man in his own image according to his likeness?
你知道神为什么要创造人照着他的形象?
You know, there is something already hidden there.
所以你看有些东西隐藏在那里。
Because God knows.
神知道。
He could not build the church with stars, with moons, with suns.
神知道他不能够建造他的教会所用的材料取自于星星月亮太阳。
He cannot build a church with angels.
他也不能用天使来建造。
He cannot build a church with living animals.
他也不能用走兽飞鸟来做。
Because they do not answer to him.
因为这个和我们的神对不起来。
They do not answer to his life.
和神的生命对不起来。
They do not answer to his character.
和神的性格对不起来。
And for that reason,
因着这个缘故,
he created man.
他创造了人。
In his own image,
在他的完全照着神自己的形象。
After his own likeness,
照着他的样式。
He created man.
他造人。
That had every potential to receive his divine life.
他们就有了潜在的能力能够得着那个神圣的生命。
The sun cannot receive his life.
太阳、星星、月亮不能这么做。
The animal cannot receive his life.
地上的走兽、飞鸟也不能这么做。
The angel cannot receive his life.
天使也不能接受他的生命。
Because they are not created in that way.
因为他们被创造不是创造那么
But only man is created.
只有人被创造的时候
in this specific way
这样特定的一个方法
they can receive God's life into them
他们能够接受神的生命进到他们
they can have God's character built in them
然后神的性格能建造在他们身上
out of God something that can return to God
从神那里出来的结果能够回到神那里去
that's the material
这个就是那个材料
so brothers and sisters
所以弟兄们
that's the reason why
为什么
why God created man in the first place
为什么神开始创造人
and that's the reason you'll find after he created man
他创造人以后
he put man in the garden of Eden
他把人放在伊甸园
and there is the tree of life there.
那里有生命树
as if God suggests to Adam
好像神建议亚当
all the trees you can eat
什么所有的树上果都可以吃
except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
只有那个知识善恶树的果子。
I imagine that tree of the knowledge of good and evil stand by the side of the tree of life.
你能够想象那棵树禁果的那棵树一定跟生命树在中央的。
So God is giving a hint to man.
所以神很明显是给人暗示。
Eat the tree of life.
你要吃那个生命树。
Then you will have my life in you.
然后你就有我的生命在你里面。
And then with that life in you, I can build.
那借着那个生命我就能建造我的教会
What a heart of God
你看这是神的心
But you know what happened、
结果你知道怎么是回事
Man fell
结果人就堕落了
Man fell into sin
人就堕落在罪里面
So that gave God so much work to do
结果神就又做了更多要花了更多的功夫
Instead of justForsake man and create another man.
他不是把人就弃绝，另外再创造另外一个种族的人类。
No,
不是。
God came to the garden.
所以神来到园子。
And he said, Adam.
他说亚当，人呐
，Where are you?
你在哪里
？God came to seek the lost.
神来寻找失丧的人。
And throughout the ages.
多少你世世代代以来
God was working back towards his original purpose
神他工作一直要把我们带回他原来的旨意
He gave us a promise
他给我们一个应许
The seed of the woman
女人的后裔
He will bruise the serpent's head
要伤蛇的头
And then you find God began to call Abraham
然后你看见神就开始呼召亚伯拉罕
And out of Abraham a nation
然后亚伯拉罕就产生一个国家
a people that belong to him
就产生一般百姓是属于他的
Because out of that people
从那一般属于他百姓
God will send the Savior
神就要把他的儿子差遣去
God is working all these times
神一直在那里工作
Until one day,
一直到有一天
Christ came into this world.
基督来到这个地上
And even when he came into this world,
即使他来到这个地上
you find he was seeking for the material for the building of the church.
所以他乃是寻找建造教会那个材料
He couldn't find it anywhere.
他找不到
He couldn't find it.
他找不到。
The only way he could find it.
他唯一能找到的。
As God put Adam to sleep.
那就是就好像当初神叫亚当沉睡一样。
So that God can take out something out of Adam.
所以神就能从亚当身上取出些什么东西。
To build a woman.
来建造夏娃。
So,God put his beloved son, our Lord Jesus, to death.
所以神就让他爱子死在十字架上。
And his death
他的死
is not like Adam's death.
和亚当的死不一样。
Because when Adam was to put to sleep,
当亚当沉睡的时候
there was no pain.
那个手术是无痛的手术。
It was a painless operation.
是一个无痛的手术。
But with our Lord Jesus,
但是我们的主
it is a painful operation.
那是个痛苦的
crucifixion
那是痛苦的十字架
Why?
为什么
Why do you forsake me, my God?
神啊神啊你为什么离弃我
Because
因为
there's sin involved
因为有罪在里面
Sin has to be redeemed
罪一定要得到解决
Sin has to be judged
罪一定要审判才可以
And our Lord Jesus
我们的主
He had took our sins upon himself.
他要把我们的罪担在他的身上。
He was rejected not only by man, but even by his beloved Father.
他不光被人弃绝，也被神厌弃。
And then out of him,
然后就从他的肋旁。
You remember when the soldier,
你记得兵丁
thrust the spear into his
用枪砸他的肋旁。
Out of his side.
从他的肋旁
came out blood and water
就流出水和血
blood to give our sins
为着赦免我们的罪
water
水
to give us life
把生命赐给我们
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
it is with this material
是借着这样的材料
that God builds his church
神建造他的教会
our Lord said I will build my church
我们的主说我要建造我的教会
with myself
借着我自己
The material for the church can be none other than Christ himself.
建造教会的材料除了基督之外什么也不是。
But it is Christ in you and Christ.
当然是基督在你里面基督也在我里面。
This is the material.
这个就是那个材料。
So our Lord said,
所以我们就说,
You are Peter.
你是彼得。
You know, Peter before was Simon.
因为彼得从前不过是西门。
The Lord said, "You are Simon."
彼得说你是西门。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的。
No, he cannot do that.
他不能这样说。
But he knew Simon. Simon would deny him three times.
他知道西门，西门要否认他三次。
The natural man cannot be the material.
天然的人不可能是建造的材
料。If you use the natural man to be the material for the house of God, it will turn out to be a tower of Babel.
所以如果你用天然的人才来做教会建造教会的材料，结果是巴别塔。
The Lord said, "No."
神说不。
You are Peter.
主说你是彼得。
You are a stone.
你不过是一块小石头。
You have received my life in you.
你曾经接受我的生命在你里面。
You are a new man.
你是个新人。
And I will build my church upon this rock.
我要在这个大磐石上建造我的。
I'm the rock.
我是那个大磐石。
You are a little stone.
你只是个一块小石头。
You are a chip from that rock.
你是从那个大磐石里面凿出来的小块。
And I will use people like you.To build my church.
我要就像你这样的人来建造我的教会。
Thank God, Peter understood.
彼得明白了。
He knew he was not the rock.
他知道他不是那个大磐石。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 and verse 5.
所以彼得前书第二章他就这么说了。
Here he said.
他说。
To whom coming a living stone that is Christ.
他是说主乃是活石。
To whom coming a living stone.
你
rejected by man, but chosen and precious to God.
固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵。
And yourselves also.
你们也是这样。
As you come to Him, you become living stone.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石。
And you are being built together into a spiritual house.
建造成为灵宫。
A holy priesthood
做圣洁的祭司
to offer acceptable sacrifices to God through Jesus.
借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Our Lord is a living stone.
我们的主是活石
And when we come to the Lord,
我们来到主
We all become living stones.
我们也变成了活石
We have His life.
我们有他的生命
We share His very life.
我们共享他的生命
And our Lord will take these living stones.
神要把这些一块块的小活石
and he will build them into a spiritual house.
把他们建造成为灵宫
That's where you find the material.
所以这就是什么地方是材料所带来的。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
you know, the church is made of people, that's true.
所以我们的教会乃是人组成的没有错。
Those who are called by God.
那些被神呼召出来的。
Gather together,
聚在一起
under name of the Lord Jesus,
奉主耶稣基督的名
but strictly speaking,
但严格说来
it is more than that,
不止比这个还要多
it is not just the called out ones gathered together,
不光是这些人蒙召聚在一起
It is these called ones gathered together unto his name.
乃是蒙召出来要归入他的名下。
That is to say, we all submit ourselves under the headship of Christ.
换句话说，我们都把我们自己降服在基督的王权底下。
That anything in us will be cut off by the cross.
所有在我们里面属于自己的十字架都要废除掉。
And what is left?It's the Christ in you, Christ in me.
剩下的乃是在你里面的基督，在我里面的基督。
And only that pure material can be used for the building of the house.
只有这些单纯的物质才能够成为建造的材料。
Only that comes out of him can return to him.
只有出于基督的才会归于基督。
All the foreign particles will be rejected.
所有外来的东西都要被拒绝。
That is how.The materials again.
所以这就是那个材料怎么预备好的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，for that purpose,
为着这个目的
，what God has done.
你看神怎么做
？What Christ has done.
你看基督完成了多少
？In order to have that material.
那为着要得着这个材料。
So no wonder it is so precious to him.
难怪对他来讲是这么宝贵。
That is the preparation.
这就是那个预备的工作。
And then the fourth thing.
然后第四点。
After preparation, you have the process.
那么有了这个预备材料以后，结果就是过程。
You have all the materials now.
现在什么材料都有了。
But if you just pile the materials without any design,
如果你光是把它们堆在一起的话
，it doesn't make a house.
这个不是个房子。
We are not AI, a heap of ruin.
我们不是像爱城一样，不过是一堆的废，一堆的废墟。
We are to be Bethel, the house of God.
我们应该像伯特利一样，乃是神的家。
So you find that to build, you have to go through a process.
所以我们要建造的，一定要经过一些过程的。
You have to take all these materials.
你要把这些材料拿来。
And form them into.Forms.
然后把他们把他们把它制作过
，and also to set them in the right place.
然后把他们放在一个对的位置上。
Now that takes wisdom.
那这需要智慧才可以。
So you find when God commanded Moses to build him a sanctuary.
所以当神要摩西为他建造圣所的时候
，and after all the materials are being given.
当这些原料材料都奉献的时候
，but these are raw materials.
但是这个是个原始的材料。
It takes wisdom to turn the raw materials into finished products.
所以需要这个智慧把这些原始的材料变成一定的产品。
You know that's the difference between wisdom and knowledge.
所以你看这就是智慧和知识不同的地方。
Knowledge is that you know these materials.
知识就是你知道这些材料。
But wisdom is to know how to use these materials and make them into finished products.
所以这个只有智慧才能知道怎么制作它们，让它们成为成品。
And so when you come to the book of Exodus,
所以你来到使徒行来到这个出埃及记的时候
，and you find in Exodus chapter 29,
然后你在二十九章那里
，and you find God said, "I have called Bezaleel and Aholiab."
然后你看见神就说，他就
，I think it's Exodus,
not 29, 31.
Yeah.Exodus 31.
Yeah, 31, 31章那里说就是比撒列。
Aholiab and Aholiab.
Huar 的
Yeah, these two men.
Yeah, 两个人。
God put his spirit in them.
神说我以我的灵来充满他。
God gave them wisdom.
使他有智慧。
Knowledge.
有聪明。
And understanding.
有知识。
To know how to...Use these materials and make them into finished products.
能做各样的工，能想出巧工。
And under the direction of these two men,
你看这两个人
，God said, all the wise men,
所有有智慧的人
，people with a willing heart,
那些凡是愿意的
，they will all come together,
他们要来到一起
，and turn these raw materials into.
他们要把这些原始材料把它最后做成成品最后是 会幕。
And you find the same thing.
同样的。
When you come to the temple.
到这个圣殿也是如此。
You know, all the materials are there.
现在所有的材料都在那里了。
But it took Solomon to build it.
所以需要保罗来需要就所罗门来建造。
Because Solomon is a synonym for wisdom.
因为我们知道所罗门其实就是智慧的同义词。
He is the wisest man in the world.
他是历史上最有智慧的。
And with the wisdom that God has given him.
神所给他的智慧。
With that understanding heart.
还有他那个他的聪明。
He is able to turn all these materials into a temple.
他能够把这些原始的材料最后把它变成圣殿。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
when the tabernacle was made,
当会幕建造的时候,
it took them about a year.
大概是一年的样子。
But when the temple was made,
当圣殿建造的时候,
it took them 7 years.
是七年。
Do you know how long it takes our Lord to build his house?
你知道我们的主花多少年建造他的教会吗?
When he was on earth,
当他来到世上
He said I will build
他说我要建造
In other words the building hasn't started yet
换句话说建筑还没有开始建造
Because there was no material
因为没有材料
He was there to prepare the material
他是预备材料
And after he died rose again ascended
然后他钉十字架复活升复活
And on the day of Pentecost
就在五旬节的时候
The Holy Spirit came down
圣灵就降下来
And 120 gathered in that upper room
那在小楼上面的120个人
In one spirit they were baptized into one body
在一个圣灵里面就进成工作一个身体
That's the beginning of the church
这个就是教会的开始
You find that it began in the beginning in the first century
所以这是第一世纪刚开始的就这么样
And our Lord in heavenBy spirit on earth is still building.
我们的主虽然在天上，但是圣灵在地上继续他的建造。
It has been 2,000 years.
两千年了。
And the building is not yet finished.
今天工作工程还没有完成。
Do you find any building on this earth that takes 2,000 years?
你看见有没有一个建筑是需要几千年的呢
？You can see the magnificence of that building.
现在你就知道说这个建筑是多么宏伟。
And the Holy Spirit.
圣灵
He is taking all these raw materials
把这些粗糙的原始材料
These rough stones
这些粗糙的石头
These rough stones
这些粗糙的石头
He will refine us
这些有棱有角的要把它磨好
So that we may be precious stones
结果我们能成为宝贵的石头
He will take away all the dross in us
And
you know a precious stone.
一个宝石
It takes so much pressure, so much heat, so much darkness to form a precious stone.
要经过多少的热，多少的压，还有黑暗，最后才成功的。
And do you know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
that is our story.
这就是我们的故事。
You wonder why is it?
你问说为什么这样
？That after you are saved,
你得救蒙恩以后
，after you have received the Lord as your Savior,
你接受了主做救主以后
，you think you are on the highway to heaven.
你觉得现在你是往天堂大道去
？And there will be no problem anymore.
现在不再有任何的问题了。
But to your surprise,
但是稀奇的很
，you find there are pressures.
你发现有压力
，there are heat.
你发现有热
，there are darkness.
你发现有黑暗，幽暗。
The Holy Spirit arranges your circumstances.
圣灵就安排我们所有的环境。
He is trying to transform you rough stone into a precious.
他要把我们这些粗糙的石头变成宝石。
He is trying to impart, to incorporate into your life the very character of Christ.
他要把基督的性格要组织在我们的身上。
He is transforming you.
他是变化我们。
To conform you to the image of God's beloved.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Because that's the way to build the church.
因为就这样才建造教会。
He is doing the building work today.
他是在那里做建筑的工作。
It is a dirty work.
当然这个里面很脏的。
And you find lots of chiseling, lots of cutting.
你看见在这里有很多的锤子的声音，很多的这个敲打的声音。
And lots of smoothing to do.
还有有许多磨光的工作。
To make you a polished precious.
让我们成为一个发亮的宝石。
But that's not all.
但不光如此。
God's purpose is not to put you in your museum as an exhibit.
神不是把我们放在博物馆里面做展览的。
You go to New York Museum.
你如果到纽约博物馆去的话，
and you find all these precious stones.
你看，宝石都展览在那里。
That's not God's purpose.
但这不是神的目的。
God's purpose is use this precious stone to build a house.
所以神的目的就要用这个来做建造。
He wants to fit us together.
他要把我们摆在一起。
Ah, there's lots of fitting to do.
你看，在这个这个摆列有很多工作要做。
This is my beauty.
这是我的荣耀，我的美丽。
But unfortunately, your beauty interferes with the next door.
但是呢，很不小心，你的美丽影响别人。
You cannot fit together.
所以你们两个没办法摆。
Everyone is a giant.
每一个人都是巨人。
So no one will submit to the other one.
没有一个人愿意服在别人底下。
Everyone is the best top.
每一个人都是高高在上。
No one wants to obey any others.
没有人愿意顺服别人。
The work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的工作。
He is using the cross.
他借着十字架
to cut us.
来切我们
to fit us to one another.
来切割我们，然后让我们能配搭在一起。
Until we can be built together into a spiritual house.
然后能够建造成为灵宫。
Fit for the habitation of God.
好让神自己来居住。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
That's the process.
这个就是那个过程。
If we can understand the process,
如果我们能明白这个过程，
we will be willing to humble ourselves, submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
我们就愿意在神大能的手下谦卑地伏在那里。
Because in due time, He will exalt us.
因为到了时候，他要升高我们。
Until the final product comes.
一直等到最后的成品出现。
A glorious church,
荣耀的教会
without spot or wrinkle,
是圣洁没有瑕疵
of any such sort,
没有玷污等类的饼
fit to be presented to the bridegroom,
配得能够呈现给新郎
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
this is the work of God,
这是神的工作
He is still working,
他仍旧在这里做
He's working in you, He's working in me,
他在你里做，在我里面做
We have too much rubbish.
在我们里面有太多的垃圾
that need to be cast away
需要清理的
too much of ourselves
太多我们的自己
our self-righteousness
我们的自义
our self-confidence
我们的自信
our self-independence
我们的 自立
our self-sufficiency
我们的自足
our self-pride
我们的骄傲
all these need to be crucified
这些都需要钉在十字架上
That the cross would take away all the rubbish.
圣灵要清理所有的垃圾
And he will allow Christ's life to grow in us.
他要让基督生命容让他在我们里面长
No longer I.
不再是我
It is Christ.
乃是基督
And brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹
One day.
有一天
You will see that finished product.
你要看见那个荣耀的成品
If you read Ephesians 5,
如果你读以弗所书第五章的话
If you read Revelation 19,
如果你读这个启示录十九章
If you read Revelation 21, 22,
如果你读启示录二十一、二十二
You see the final prophet.
你就会看到最终的成品
The new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷
The bride of the Lamb.
然后新妇和羔羊
As a matter of fact.
事实上
Not only the church today.
不光是今天的教会
But even all the work of God in the Old Testament time
那即便主在旧约时候他所做的工作
Will all be gathered together in that holy city The new Jerusalem
统统要汇聚在新耶路撒冷
God cannot fail
神不会失败
Glory to God
但愿荣耀归给神
And then when you have the finished product
当你有最终的成品的时候
Now what do you do?
你怎么办
A presentation
当然你就呈现出来了
The woman was built
当夏娃建造好了以后
So God presented the woman.
所以神就把他领到亚当面前呈现给他。
And immediately Adam responded.
然后亚当立刻就反应。
This is me.
他说这就是我。
We are one.
我们是一个。
How supernaturally natural this is.
你看这个是多么超自然的自然。
And the same thing happened to the tabernacle.
同样的会幕也是如此。
When the tabernacle was built according to the pattern on the mount.
当会幕完全照着山上样式建造以后。
When it was erected.
当它建立立起来的时候。
The glory of God filled that place.
神的荣光充满整个的会幕。
When the temple was built according to the pattern.
当圣殿完全照着神给大卫的样式造好以后。
The glory of God came down.
神的荣耀又一次降下。
And even the priest, they had to retreat from the temple.
那甚至于祭司们都站立不住，都必须要撤退。
Because the glory filled up.
因为荣耀充满了。
You know, it is my lifelong desire.
弟兄姊妹，这是我深处的愿望。
And one day we will see that glory fill his church.
我们要看见神的荣耀充满他的教会。
You don't see any man anymore.
你看不见人。
Everyone had to retreat.
每一个人都应当撤退。
His glory filled the house.
让他的荣光充满在
全世界。
感谢神。
One day,
有一天
that finished product,
那个最终的成品
will be presented to Christ.
要被呈现给基督。
And what a glorious day that is.
那是何等荣耀的那一天。
That is the day we are all looking forward.
那是我们终于等盼望的那一天。
We know that is something that God has done.
我们知道神终于完成了一个工作。
It is the work of God.
这是神唯一的杰作。
Through the time,
经过了漫长的时间
God does nothing but this one work.
神什么都不做，只做这么一件事。
Our Lord said, My Father worketh hitherto.
我们的主说，我的父做事直到如今。
And I work.
我也做事。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
do we cooperate?
我们是不是与主同工
and work together?
我们是不是一同工作在一起呢
that we may speed, hasten the day of fulfillment.
让我们能够缩短这个日子，能够催促主早一点回来。
We have a great responsibility today.
我们今天有重大的责任。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
we cannot live.As we lived before,
我们不能像以往一样这样的过日子。
We have to live for God's heart.
我们必须要为神的心愿活着。
We have to give ourselves fully, absolutely, out of love to Him.
我们应该从爱里面把我们自己毫无保留的给我们的主。
We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross.And follow him.
我们应该舍己背起我们十字架来跟随他。
Allow him to finish that perfect work.
容让他在我们里面完成那个完全的工作。
Oh, how glory that day will be.
那个日子来到是多么荣耀。
Glory to God.
但愿荣耀归给神。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we bow in worship.
我们向你俯伏敬拜
How precious, how manifold are thy thoughts.
你的意念何等的可贵
Who are we?
我们是谁
That they should be, thou should be mindful of us.
你居然顾念我们
We are poor material.
我们是贫穷一无所事的贫贱的材料
and yet thou can take nothing and make it something so beautiful
你居然能从无有能够变成一些东西这么美丽
how much it has cost thee
是吧这个让你有你付出多少代价
and yet out of there thy great love thou has Spend it all for us.
因着你的爱，你把你所有都给了我们。
Dear Lord, may thy love constrain us.
亲爱的主，但愿你的爱激励我们。
That we live no longer for ourselves.
我们不再为自己活。
But live for your purpose.
但愿为着你旨意而活。
Live for you, live for your church.
为着你而活，为着你的教会而活。
That you may receive sooner that which you long for.
但愿你早日得到你所要得到的。
To thee be the glory.
但愿荣耀归给你。
In thy precious name.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的
名。
阿门。